Sorry, I'm just. We have a sponsor for this episode. I'm just going to bring up the music. Give me one sec. And there's a goddamn fly in my house. And it's one of those annoying young flies, you know, that just is loud and annoying and won't land. It won't just sit still. It has to fly around your face. It's like a child. You know, I can handle old flies that just sort of bang into a window and then land for half the day. They just like to sit. Like, relatable. Like, I just like to sit. Like, I'll walk into a window or a door and then I'm like, well, I'm going to call in sick today. I've really injured myself. Anyway, sorry, today's sponsor.
Fuck off. Do you just want people to leave you alone? Get away. Stop contacting me. I don't want you. Introducing a fragrance. Fragrance, fragrance, fragrance. It's a fragrance. Stop. It's a fragrance. Fuck off, Ski. By Christian Hull. Available soon. It's a fragrance by Christian. Available online on hisstore.com.
So that was today's sponsor. Fakovsky, a fragrance by Christian Hull, is. I'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. They're absolutely paying nothing, but I just wanted to give them a plug. I cannot tell you how excited I'm. I'm about to launch a fragrance. I am launching a fragrance. I mean, granted, it's not one of those perfumes, you know, available at Chemist Warehouse or whatnot. This is an essential oil blend that, you know, I just. Oh my god, I'm obsessed with like Issey Miyake and like these other. Imported Italian vujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujujuj We had a photo shoot Monday where I got photos for a billboard. There's a bit. Well, I got photos for the Rolling Stone ad that I'm getting an ad in Rolling Stone magazine. I know, right? I'm so excited. It's just a giant photo of my face. And I can't wait for you to see the image because it's me. Like, I've been crying. This, like, my makeup is running. I've got like mascara everywhere. My lips are all smudged. And I'm like, but pulling a model face, pretending that it's okay. It's just been a big week. Pretending that everything's fine. Fuckovsky. So it's like my face, terrible makeup with the tagline, take a hint. Fuckovsky, a fragrance by Christian Hull. So fucking excited. And then Regional Billboards Victoria reached out and said, hey, looks like you wanted a billboard. I'm like, we've got billboards. So I was like, stop it. So they're offering me a billboard. And so that I get, it's one in Torquay in Victoria. And they're so lovely. They're giving it to me for free for a couple of days. They were like, we'll leave it up for a week. But I'm like, oh, I know that they can be quite costly. So I'm like, oh, just a couple of days is really lovely. So that's going up. And it's just a full close-up photo of my fat face looking like a serial killer holding a bottle of Fuckovsky. No explanation. That's just what it is. Which I love. Like, no one knows who the hell I am. And they're just going to be like, why is there a serial killer on a billboard? It's a digital billboard, so they can just, like, pop it up and take it down. I just can't tell you. So there's almost 1,000 bottles currently sitting by my door waiting to be picked up to go to the warehouse. And then I'm really hoping to launch the product on Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, there could be hiccups along the way. I don't. I mean, I was supposed to have launched already. To be honest, I was supposed to be launching the 15th of October. It is currently, at the time of recording, the 14th. So I was supposed to be launching tomorrow, but just delays. It's very stressful. So many things to think about. But I can't, oh my God, this is the most exciting thing I've ever done. And that, like, the ad. It's the best piece of video content I've ever made. Filmed by Phoebe, of course, because I was, you know, the star. So it was, Phoebe filmed me while I was getting my photos done. And it's just a lot of really close-up vision of my face. It's this, that's that music that you heard before. So it's this. With really dramatic shots of me. And I've added, there's a bit of voiceover. Fuckovsky. just so goddamn excited. I built a little brand. I don't know if this fragrance will be well received. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be really interesting to see the journey of this Fakovsky. Shout out to Amanda Mullins, who came up with the name. She's a beautiful supporter of mine. And I've come up with an idea. Next year, I want to turn Fakovsky into a really bougie brand. I want it to be like up there with, well, Swarovski, obviously. That's the piss take of the name. But like Christian Dior, Tiffany's. Like, I want Fakovsky. Well, it's not going to be, I mean, it's not, the bottles, I'm selling them at the moment. They could go up. You might be hearing this in 2021 and bottles are $85. It's $35 for a roll-on bottle of the essential oil blend, which is woody. It's a very woody undertone. It's not masculine. It's not feminine. It's just wood. If you sniffed wood, what would you call that? Well, you'd call it masculine though, but this isn't because I've added the frankincense in, so it's a bit sweet. Anyway, semantics. No one gives a shit. I want this to be like... my goal for Fakovsky is to advertise this like it's a fucking Louis Vuitton handbag. Like, the ad that I'm about to release makes no sense. It makes no sense, which is why I love it so much, because I'm getting inspiration from all the Christian Dior fragrance ads growing up, where it would be like Charlize Theron running in the gold dress, just... in the streets of Paris, and she's like running and you just hear the footsteps, and it's a close-up of her feet, then it's her eye, then it's a door, and then it's Christian Dior, a fragrance by Dior, and you're like, what the fuck did I just watch? That's what I want. And that's like, I can't tell you how awesome the fragrance, it's my best video I've ever made. You're gonna watch it and go, what the hell is this shit? And you're not gonna like it, but I love it because it makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. You look at it and go, what are we advertising here? What are we buying? What does it smell like? There's more, it raises more questions than it answers, which is why I've texted it to so many people. I'm like, here's my ad for my fragrance. And they're all like, all the feedback is, we love, this is amazing. Mum, she's like, I need to watch it again. Oh, I can't tell. I'm so excited. And I'm just excited to see what's going to happen next year with it. Billboard going up, a magazine out. I want to go into bus stops. I really want to put the ad on TV. Oh God, I want to put the ad on TV so badly. I just don't know where to put, like, I can put it on my socials and stuff, but I just don't know where else it can live. Where would you put it? It's also called Fakovsky. Fuck off. But it's like, it's spelled Fakovsky. So I reckon Advertising Standards Bureau, I could get by it. Like, the word Fakovsky is going on a billboard in Torquay. I'm so excited. Like, can you believe that me telling people to fuck off is going in an ad in Rolling Stone magazine and on a billboard? I can't tell you how goddamn excited I am. Where do we go to next? I really wanted to put an ad in the AFL Grand Final. Could you imagine that? Like, it would go like something like this. I'm just gonna pretend like, so you pretend like you're watching the AFL Grand Final. Oh, Rogerson kicks a goal. He marks it. Oh, he's going for six. I don't know what the AFL is, so I'm just pretending to be a commentator. Oh, and he's missed the goal. We'll be right back, thanks to our sponsors, McDonald's, here at the AFL Grand Final. And it fades to black and then the ad comes on. Oh. You only live once. Once. Get away from me, you pig. I can't say fuck, so it'd be like, I don't want to be near you. You smell terrible. No one likes you. Don't talk to me. Essence. Water is the essence of beauty. And then, hold on, I'm just going to get to the end bit where the dramatic music happens. Fakovsky, available in stores now. Meyer is my store. And we're back here live for the AFL Grand Final. What the fuck was that? We don't know. We're being brought to you here on Channel 7 by Raganson's Tire Repair. No, I don't. Ragginson's Tire Repairs. That's the best I can come up with off the top of my head. AFL Grand Final. I'm going to work out how much an ad in the AFL Grand Final costs. And next year, right, I want to put a Fikoski ad in the AFL. I just think it's so off demo. It's so off demo. Men who just... I wish you could goggle box that shit, though. Like, wouldn't that be funny? They're like, oh, Shaz, get us another beer. What the fuck is this shit on television? Is that a guy or a girl with a beard? What does he mean, Fikoski? Is it some sort of thing?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's how I imagine men talk when they watch the football, isn't it? Is that, I mean, I don't. The football's the round thing, isn't it? That they hit with a tennis racket. I'm just so excited. I've never been so excited about... That's a lie. I've been excited before. that sounds sexual. I'm just so for this. I don't care if I sell 4 of these bottles of fragrance. I just love that I'm going to market something called Fikoski that radiates fuck off energy when you just want people to piss off and leave you alone. Oh, I'm just so proud. I'm proud of everything we've achieved. I'm accepting an Oscar right now, really preemptively. Can we win a Cannes Lion? Is it a Cannes Lion? What's the Young Lion Award or whatever the Lions for advertising? Oh my God. How do you win an advertising award? Okay. This is a message to anyone that works in advertising. I probably don't have the budgets to create anything fancy, but if you're interested in producing something really ridiculous, really out there, and I'll give you... do I want to give control? I want it to be like a really ridiculous, just a super ridiculous ad. They don't usually win awards though, do they? But I just want, you know, I want to be standing on the rocks at a beach and have like the waves like cascade around me, like, and all the bottle, like, I just love the idea of dramatic, just so dramatic, just... What even is it? Anyways, good chat. This has been good. I've still got pendants and key rings and shit. But like, Fikoski's my new favourite thing that I've ever made in my life. So, if you're listening to this, I'm selling bottles. If you have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm selling these bottles, of which my graphic design cousin has designed these beautiful labels. Like, you know what? So I'm just getting a bottle now to look at. Like, it's just blown away by how they look bougie. Like, it's a bougie little essential oil roll-on bottle. You pop it on your wrist. Give yourself a bit of a wristy. Oh, God, I just love the fragrance so much. But every batch that I make smells a tiny bit different. Because I just like to let you know, I hand make every bottle. I've got to drop in a certain percentage of pine oil, a vetiver oil, frankincense, and sandalwood into every bottle. So I put a certain amount, and then I fill it with a vegetable glycerin, which is like a carrier oil. Well, it is a carrier oil, that's what they call it. And then that just sort of, it doesn't dilute the fragrance, it just means it dilutes the fragrance and it makes it palatable for you to wear. Does that make any sense? God, I really want to sound like I've got experience, but I just sound like I don't know what I'm doing. And I kind of don't know what I'm doing, to be fair. See this one? This one smells different to like other ones that I've made. Ooh. It's because sometimes I'll accidentally add a little bit too much pine, a little bit of like an extra drop of frankincense. I want to make it clear that I might be trying to market it as something really bougie, but it's real handmade. Like the sticker goes, I put the sticker on each bottle. Phoebe's done a whole bunch. We have to clean. This is a process. Let me explain to you the process of making a bottle. So you're buying a handmade Christian Hull fragrance that he has bottled. I bottle every single one. And often I'm really frustrated and pissed off. So I channel all that negative energy into every bottle. And then I've been cleaning. I have to clean the outside. Put the, you push the little rolly thing on. And then you put the lid on. And then I've got to wash it. So I've got to wipe it down with a... This sounds so boring. I've then got to wipe it over with one of those Dettol wipes. And then I get a warm, shapy water. And I wipe it down again. And then I've got to dry it with a tea towel. No, a paper towel. And then the bottle is clean. And I could put on a sticker. And I have to do that. I've done it 1,000 times. 1,000 bottles ready to go. And I really... it'd be great if I could sell them out in maybe 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Because then I can just... That'd be great. I reckon that's achievable. I reckon I can sell 1,000 in 3 weeks. Because, I mean, they're not cheap. They're $35. And postage is about... how much was postage? Postage was... $10? Don't quote me on that. You know, so it's $45. My suggestion is buy, if you want to buy a few things from the shop, that way but your postage is the same. It's just $10 for whatever you get. I cannot wait just to launch. I just can't wait to launch it. Mainly, the only reason I can't wait is because I can post the ad that I've made. I'm more proud of the ad than I am of the actual coming up with the fragrance. And I've got my cousin Maddie designed the label. It's beautiful black and white. It's very, it's not minimal, but what's just, it's black and white. I don't know, what do you call that? Monochromatic. Oh my God, so fancy. It's so monochromatic. And it's got a little, it's elevated. Like, so you know my wire faces. I make wire faces out of wire. Hence why I call them wire faces. And half of the wire face is on the bottle. So it's like this bit of a glam artsy look. And anyway, you'll see a photo of it on socials or wherever. And if you buy one, you'll see what I mean. It's like made with some sort of shimmery ink. So it's really nice. Great. Well, the plan is, so this is my plan. I'm pretty confident I don't find anything off limits. And I think I've already told you how much money I've made in the first 3 months of selling pendants and stuff. It was $250,000. Isn't that insane? Which leads me to think that maybe I can make $1 million from this. Can I make $1 million from telling people to fuck off? Selling pendants, keyrings, and fragrance oil. Is this doable? That's my goal. That's what I would love to do. Then I can pay off my home. Oh my God, I have a team of 3. Phoebe is a full-timer and I've got 2 casuals. This is why I'm so excited. Because this started as me on my balcony making maybe 30 fuck-off pendants a day, which I thought was a lot. I was like, God, I'm selling 30 of these a day? Who am I? I'm like Da Vinci. And then it's progressed to me currently, when Emma and Nick are here pouring, we make 600 a day. A little bit more than 30. And then I'm pouring oils and it's like this full little production and this little shop. And Phoebe sort of managing all the emails and... we're also just making sure that I don't forget that I also have to do videos and fun pieces of content. So that's why Phoebe's been here. But I've got... And then I'm hiring. I'm hiring another staff member in January to film and edit. Never, ever, ever would I think that within a year... I bought my apartment pretty much exactly this time last year. I think I bought it at the end of October. And... I thought a year on, I'd be doing a couple of sponsorship deals a year and that'd be fantastic. Never did I think I'd be doing merch. Merch is so, so difficult. It's a really, really hard thing to, I guess, do without selling your soul. You know, like Jake Paul sells his soul. He constantly talks about it in every video that he does. You know, and he does t-shirts. He does everything. So, I mean, he makes a lot of money. But it's hard for someone, because t-shirts are so common and they're such an easy buy. And, you know, everyone wants a shirt. But it's like, it's boring. I was always like, oh, I'm just bored of shirts. Tea towels, easy. Tote bags, easy. And I've still got them. I mean, I've got a whole fucking bunch of them in my wardrobe that I've really got to sell. But it's not fun. It's not exciting. And I was never passionate about selling tea towels or tote bags. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, you can buy it if you want it. But fucking this fragrance and these pendants. I'm like, this is fun. This is so much fun. And I love that I've sold. Before we close. So, the shop has been shut for about a month now. And in that first 3 months, I think a little over 10,500 pendants I made before Emma and Nick came along, and I was just like, I can't make any more. You're going to have to make them. I can yell into them. That's easy. That's the easy part. But you're going to have to mix the resin and pour it and do all that shit. And you know, sometimes it can be a bit arrogant and narcissistic to reflect on something. Fuck it. It's been a lot of work. And I am very happy and tired. I'm really tired. This week's been really stressful. Photoshoot was fun. Making the ad was fun. Getting stuff to a warehouse. It's fun. It's organizing a courier. Oh, there's a message. Oh, speak of the devil. Right. Oh, this is someone that I'm hiring. Just text me, because I was like, oh yes, just get a quote from these removalists. I got them. And he comes back, they're really expensive. I'm like, oh, are they? It's my pendant money. Well, it was my sponsorship money at the time. Maybe I might help him out. I just don't get that quotes from other people. I just get one quote. I'm like, well, I guess that's what it is. Take my money. An arrogant piece of shit. Anyways, Fakovsky comes out real soon. I wish I could give you a date, but it's all sitting in my house still, and I'm hoping it doesn't get lost or damaged on the way there. If it gets dropped or damaged and they break, I'm real fucked. 1,000 bottles. Anyways, thanks for listening, and thanks for coming on board. And keep an eye out. If you live in Torquay, I'm going to be 106 Surf Street on Monday and possibly Tuesday. Maybe for a week, but I just asked. I was like, can I just have 2 days? So I'm going to be a billboard there. And then keep out for... I'm on the December issue of Rolling Stone magazine. Not on it, as if I'm on the cover. I'm like, it's just an ad in the middle somewhere. So anyways, thanks everyone for their support. And if you've bought a pendant, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Love you. Okay, bye. Okay, wow, this is a great podcast. Okay. You've been listening to a podcast by Christian Hall. It's complete drivel. Thanks for today's sponsor. Oh, why is this? I'm trying to do an outro live and make it sound professional. Take two. This has been a podcast episode for Complete Drivel with your host, Christian Hall. We'd like to thank today's sponsor. What? Fuck off. Don't come near me.
Get away. I just hate you, and I don't want you to come near me or even look at me.
You stink. What is that smell? What is it? What is that? I don't know. Tell me. It's Fakovsky, a fragrance by Christian Hull.
Meyer is my store.